Kofi Annan met with Israel's top leadership today as part of his continuing tour of the Middle East that has taken him to Lebanon and Israel. Mr. Annan held talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas before traveling on to Jordan, Iran, and Syria in the next few days. At a joint news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, Mr. Annan appealed for Israel to lift its air and sea blockade of Lebanon.
It is important not only because of the economic effect it is having on the country, but it is also important to strengthen the democratic government of Lebanon, with which Israel has repeatedly said it had no problems.
Mr. Annan says in his discussions with Lebanese officials, he raised one of Israel's main concerns about the lifting of its blockade, namely that Hezbollah would be able to begin receiving new arms shipments.
And I understand the issue of rearmament, that arms do not come in either through the airports and the borders or through the seaports. And I can assure you that in my discussions with the Lebanese authorities, they are taking this issue seriously and they are taking measures to deal with it. But in the meantime, I do believe that the blockade should be lifted.
For his part, Ehud Olmert did not respond directly to Mr. Annan's plea, but he did say that Israel expects the full implementation of the UN ceasefire resolution to take effect. The Israeli Prime Minister says that means Israel will not take any action until its two soldiers are released by Hezbollah.
The crucial test facing the international community is the full implementation of Resolution 1701. Israel is fully committed to implementing its obligations as described in the resolution. The most important aspect of implementing Resolution 1701 is the unconditional release of the abducted Israeli soldiers Ehud Goldwasser and Eldad Regev.
Mr. Annan says he discussed the Israeli prisoner issue with senior members of the Lebanese government, including Hezbollah representatives in the Lebanese cabinet. The UN Secretary General also asked Israel to withdraw the remainder of its troops from Lebanon once an initial deployment of about 5,000 UN peacekeepers takes up its positions in southern Lebanon. However, Israel's prime minister refused to set a timetable for complete withdrawal of all Israeli forces from Lebanon, saying again that Israel will only act when UN Resolution 1701 is fully implemented. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.